It's time now for our weekly check-in with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, part of our Conversations with the Mayor series, presented by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, a membership organization that serves and advances the business interests of our community and builds a sustainable community where business thrives. More at carolinachamber.org for more on the chamber. Mayor, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, sorry I'm late today, but we were over in Raleigh, a team of us, at the Urban Design Center. It was really cool in downtown Raleigh.
What was the event?
A lot of our staff and council members went together to learn about what Raleigh has an urban design center to help them with redevelopment downtown and other parts of town, but specifically about placemaking and taking a look at how to make downtowns and development more, pedestrian friendly, and seeing it through the eyes and the way people want to see things and what kinds of things they want. It was really fascinating. The pictures they showed us, we were going to do a walking tour, it was a little cold. So they did a lot of slide presentations and just talked about thinking about downtowns differently today and incorporating transit. And they announced they got a huge grant for their transit center now. That will be late breaking news later today, apparently.
Awesome.
So it was really awesome. And just sort of as we're thinking about how we can make our downtown more vibrant, what does that mean? And they showed us pictures of outdoor dining. They showed us pictures of a lot of planters and things in the crosswalk to help the pedestrians feel safer crossing the street. And then they talked about building design. So they had a lot of good recommendations, and we asked when they get started in the process when a project comes in. And they actually get started really, really early. The developers know to come in. Design teams who they connect with all over, who design in Raleigh, come together with them, and they do lectures, and they talked about using the carrot versus the stick approach. Mm-hmm. And so it was helpful. It was good to learn from other communities as people are doing similar types of things, redeveloping downtowns.
Yeah.
And Tuesday morning, we'd had the conversation with businesses about the downtown partnership and the IDA report, the International Downtown Association, as we are looking for ways to make our downtown more welcoming, inclusive, interesting, and more pedestrian friendly, because mm-hmm. we have a lot of pedestrians downtown.
What was the report?
So the report came back and talked about we're not spending enough resources to make a difference. It talked about events. It talked about placemaking was top of the list, actually, and that there were a lot of really good opportunities that we have, even with such a small downtown, to make some huge changes the way people view downtown. So we're gonna a new director starting in January. We're not allowed to announce who it is just yet.
But you know.
We know.
Oh,
we went through the whole process.
Cool.
We've got great applicants. You're going to love this person. But they're currently employed, and so they're working through that and need to make sure that that's all lined up before we announce who it is. We really learned a lot during the interview process. Everyone we interviewed with had existing and prior experience with downtown partnerships and revitalization. So it's really
very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Awesome.
So, and then we'll have to figure out how to do more resources, and that's part of this new executive director's job, too, is how to figure and make that work.
So when you're talking about placemaking, you're talking about just, like, creating places downtown to draw people in?
Yeah, so we talked about the public realm. How do you make the public realm feel like the public's welcome, that there's vibrant, that they want to be there, you know? We've done some interesting things in downtown. We've relaxed our rules on outside dining. That's why you're seeing more outside dining in downtown Chapel Hill, but we need more sidewalk space. We need more public areas, more greenery, more art. I've been desperately wanting to have more art downtown, more visually interesting things. The university wants to be a big partner in that. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Very cool.
It's fun.
All right.
Very, very cool. So Friday night, we had a wonderful event. It was Opening Our Future.
Yes.
Where we honored the Chapel Hill, the existing, remaining four of the Chapel Hill Nine, heard their stories. A lot of questions had to do with asking them how they felt during that time, you know, afraid or angry or what it was. How did your family react? Mostly your parents. How did they react to you doing this? How did it lead to other events? Martin Luther King Jr. came here to speak after that event, and it was brought to attention that there were other events. So the one in Greensboro started with the four students from AT&T University that inspired our group of nine young folks who are high schoolers. And they were as far as they can tell, they were the only high schoolers in the nation to start this event. So that was the start of our civil rights movement in Chapel Hill as far as an action. And we have the timeline. We have trading cards. This is going to go to the schools and be available in public areas all across our community. And it was just, it was heartwarming, but it's also, we're embracing our whole history now. And we weren't the welcoming community 50 years ago. So, and eventually there's going to be a marker. We're working on that outside where the Colonial Drugstore was. It's now the wine bar.
Yes.
And the owners of the wine bar are excited about having this marker out there to designate where this happens.
So and that's such a huge event in Chapel Hill's history. And it's something, I mean, there are certain things about Chapel Hill's history that we know that we're familiar with. And a lot of them revolve around UNC basketball winning the national championship.
Yeah.
But events like this, which are so fundamentally important to the community and just to the civil rights movement in general. It's so good that we're bringing the story out again.
It's heartwarming, but it's also inspiring. Albert Williams is one of the ones, and he was our first African-American firefighter as well. He talked about what a wonderful community we were then, and we are even better now, but that people joined together of all races to, once the protests started, there were many of them. And they wouldn't have been successful if people in the community who were not African-American didn't care enough to make a difference. And he said, that's what's different about our community, and that's why it moved along faster. And a lot of events happening is because people cared. And there were pictures. There was a slide. There's a video that's out now. We'll be posting that as well. It really just, it opened your mind to what kind of community we were and where we are today. But it, like I said, embracing our whole history. And I was very, very so proud of our staff and the task force of putting all this together. And it was standing room only at the event. It was good. Yeah, it was really good. So,
speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and unfortunately we got to wrap up the hour, but can you hang out with us until 5:06?
Sure,
because
sure.
I still want to talk with you about the winter weather that's coming up and
yeah.
what the town is planning on doing. So
please stay tuned to our website. But
we'll,
I'm
we'll wrap up this hour, but stay with us if you're listening out there. We'll have more from Mayor Hemminger.